The sun is getting high up and strong, yet we take it for granted. Not many regard it with primitive awe, or find it amazing that a ball of fire crosses the sky every day. Solar knowledge is now arriving in a flood, thanks to dedicated spacecraft. Contrast this to what's found in the antique astronomy books in my collection, and see what was taught 160 years ago. An 1847 text said, quote, "The sun is generally regarded as a vast body of liquid fire." Back then, many thought William Herschel had the right idea that, again, quote, "The great body of the sun has elevations and depressions, and it's not altogether improbable that the sun is peopled with rational beings," unquote. So, back then, we hadn't a clue. Since a sun-sized lump of coal would have burned itself out in just 2,000 years, nothing really made sense. It took until 1920 for Arthur Eddington to correctly deduce that four protons of hydrogen fuse into an atom of helium in a self-sustaining process that can endure for 10 billion years, changing matter into energy and giving off huge amounts of energy. And all of this power comes from its core, a tiny ball in the sun's exact center, a globe 200 times smaller than the sun itself. It emits the same energy each second as 96 billion 1 megaton H-bombs. Back in the 1840s, astronomers had already nailed the true solar size, distance, mass, and rotation. By contrast, ask most people today how quickly the sun spins, and they'll give you a blank stare. The answer is that the sun rotates about once a month. Another cool fact is that the sun is so big, a million planet Earths could fit inside it, if it were hollow. So let's salute it as we now begin the annual three-month period when its rays are the strongest of the year. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.